Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, and welcome to Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Evangelist Cheryl Johnson, president and founder of the Women in the Word Ministries, and this is In Search of the Truth. Coming to you live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in the United States of America, where you can listen on your computer at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Or you can dial in on 319-527-6091. 319-527-6091. You know, the Bible declares in Psalm 119, verse 160, "Thy word is truth from the very beginning, and every one of thy judgments endures forever." John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is true." John 8:32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So this evening, if you're looking for freedom, if you're looking for deliverance, if you're looking for a word of encouragement tonight, you'll find it in the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this goodness and for your grace, for your loving kindness. It is better than life, Lord. We thank you for who you are and what you're yet doing in the lives of your people. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you're giving us to share your word over the airwaves, Lord. I pray, God, that it will fall on good ground and that it will bring forth fruit and that that fruit would remain. Lord, I'm asking that you would hide me behind the cross, Lord, that they might not hear me, but they would hear you high and lifted up, and that you would speak to their spirits, Lord, that you would plant the seed so deep, God, it will fall on fertile ground in the name of Jesus. Lord, I am excited about what you would have me to share today, God, and I'm excited for them to hear it as well. But most of all, Lord, what we want is application of your word. We want to live out the abundant life according to your word. So we ask you, God, that you would get your glory, that you would get your praise. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The topic tonight is simply perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, sticking and staying. And I praise the Lord for that because there seems to be, especially in this day and age, a time that we don't want to do that too much anymore. So I'm going to ask you to come with me to the Word of God this morning, and we'll be, or this evening rather, and we will be looking and learning from the scripture found in Genesis chapter 26. Verses 1 to 5 and verses 12 to 14. Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 to 5, and then verses 12 to 14. I'll be reading from the King James Version, and you'll find these words similar in your Bible, and it says, "And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, into Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down unto Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in that land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." And then come down to verse 12, and there you'll find these words. "Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, and possessions of herds, and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. The word of God for the people of God to glorify God. And if I was choosing a topic this evening, now we have the topic of perseverance, but if I was choosing a title this evening, it would be Stick and Stay. Stick and Stay. As I was saying a few minutes ago, we live in a time and in a day where no one wants to weather out the storm anymore. As soon as some things go wrong or awry, we want to abandon the ship. We won't stick with anything long enough to see if it will work out. And when the going gets tough, we get gone. We're history. We're ghosts. Over and out. Done with it. Finished with it. Wrap it up. Pack it up. That's it. But God is looking for people who will stick it out even if it gets tough, even if it gets rough. Someone who will stand firm, someone who will stand flat-footed, someone who will stay put and ride out the storm. Why? Because God has already made a way, and there are benefits if you stick and stay. And I'm so glad that the Word of God always backs up what God has already spoken into our spirit, and that's why he led me to Genesis chapter 26. So I want to take a look at the scripture line by line, precept by precept, so that we might be able to find the truths in these passages that will help us to understand and learn that it's better to stick and stay. So verse 1 tells us something very interesting. It says, and there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Stop just for 1 minute. There was a famine in the land. What land? This was the land of Canaan, which had been promised to Abraham and to the children of Israel. And it was a blessed land, but listen to the word. The word said there was a famine in that land besides the first famine. So that lets us know it wasn't the first time that the land had become barren. It wasn't the first time that there was a famine in the blessed place. Now, I know we're scratching our heads and we're saying, if it's a blessed place, what is it doing with a famine? Why is there a famine? Why is there a shortage, so to speak? And why is the land barren? That's a pretty good question. And I would submit unto you that if God calls the place blessed, then the place is blessed regardless of what we see or how we view it. Why? Because we don't know what God is doing in the interim. See, that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. See, our vision will tell us to look at the immediate circumstances and surroundings and then pull out the evidence together that way and make a judgment based on that. But we don't see all the things that are going on in the background. We don't see that God is preparing the way. We don't see that God is purging some things out of the midst that we don't need to be dealing with. We don't see that God has the ability to bring fruit back into the barren land. We don't see that. All we see is the famine. All we see is the barren land. All we see is the emptiness, but God says stick and stay. So verse 1 tells us that there was a famine in the blessed place, but that wasn't the first famine that ever occurred in the blessed place. And to me, that lets me know that if there was a famine one time before, then there must have been a harvest after that in order for there to be another famine. So that means that God is continually pulling that place together and ridding that place of some things. Because remember, look where it is. It's in the midst of Israel's enemy. That means that the enemy needs to be purged out of that land. Somebody need to hear me today. Certain things need to be gotten rid of in order for, here it is, for the blessings that are already in place to take place. So verse 1 says, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Verse 2 says, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down unto Egypt, dwell in the land which I tell thee of. Isaac is in that land that the Lord had promised to Abraham and his descendants. And it was the promise unto Abraham because Abraham obeyed God. And you want to read all about that when you get a minute. Read that in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. At this point, however, I said before, the land was barren. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't the first time, like I had said before. Arch enemies are in the land as well, the Philistines. And understandably, here it is, Isaac wants to leave and go to Egypt. How do I know? Because the Lord appears to him and tells him, don't go. That makes me know that Isaac was thinking about leaving. Isaac looked over and said, you know what? I really don't have to put up with this. I really can do better than this. I really can pack up and go on down the road and be better off. Here it is in Egypt. And see, that's a mistake right there because Egypt was where the children of Israel had been delivered from. So let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer. Why you want to go back to the very place you've been delivered from? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to go back to the very place or the very thing that you have been delivered from if God has already moved you up out of that and put you into a blessed place? That's just another story for another time. But Isaac, according to the word of God, was considering it so much that the Lord, verse 2 said, appeared to him and said, don't go down there to Egypt. Stay, dwell in the land which I tell thee. You see that? That's very interesting to me. He wants to go. He wants to leave. He wants to go to another place that he thinks is better, but God is telling him to stay put. And you know what? I know what that's like firsthand. I know what that's like firsthand because when I was working at a place one time, I was in what I call a dream job, and everything was going well. Everything was going right. I was comfortable. I was loving it. I was flowing it. And then management changed over. The management got switched out and changed over, and that place became a living hell. And folks start leaving that position left and right. I mean, they were fleeing like rats on a drowning ship, and they were trying to talk to me to get me to go along and just, like, you know, get up on out of there while you can, because it really was a rough time. It really was a rough place. There was a lot of conflict. There was a lot of contention. There was a lot of stress going on. But I had said, well, if the Lord gave me this job and he hasn't told me to move from this job, why would I leave just because it gets rough? And so I prayed to the Lord and I asked him, you know, can I go? Because I saw some of my friends leaving, and, you know, hold on, yards. You know how you try to make your explanation unto the Lord because this is happening, because that is happening. Almost like God can't see what's going on, but you know, he sees what goes on. He sees what's coming down the pike as well. And he just let me go ahead, ramble on and on and on. And when I finally wound up saying, Lord, I want to leave, can I go? He said, no. I was tempted to ignore him, but nope, I didn't do that because I still reason within myself. If God gave me this dream job, if he wants me to move, he'll tell me when it's time for me to go. So as I prayed and asked the Lord, can I go? The Lord told me, no, stay put, stick and stay. So like Isaac, the place I was in seemed to be barren. The place I was in was occupied by the enemy. And how many of you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and all tongues that rise up against you, the Lord will condemn? How many of you know that what we see as a wasteland, God sees as fruitfulness? Why? Because he sees the beginning from the end. He sees all the in-betweens, things that we don't even see. God already sees. God already is working out, and God is already putting things into place. No, it doesn't look promising. No, it isn't very comfortable. Yes, we want to pack up and go, but here it is. Our covenant-keeping God has called it a blessed place. So if God calls it a blessed place, then it just makes sense to me. I'm just talking about me. It makes sense to me to stay in the blessed place until the Lord wants you to move on. Stick and stay. Why? Because the breakthrough is on the way. It's a blessed place. And how do I know? When I read verses 3 to 5, I see that it's blessed because God says that. Let's look at that really quickly. He says, sojourn, travel in this land. Here it is. I'll be with you, verse 3 says, and I will bless you. Where? In that land, not outside of the land, Isaac. in the place where I'm telling you, the place that seems like a famine to you, the place that seems barren to you, I'm telling you to stay there. Why? Because I'm going to be with you. He said, and I'm going to bless you in that place, and I'm going to bless your seed. I'm not just going to bless you, Isaac, but I'm going to bless your family. I'm going to bless your family's family. I'm going to bless your generations. He said, I'll bless your seed, and I will give all these countries, all this stuff that's going on, even your enemies, I'm going to give them unto, I'll make your enemies your footstool. I'll hand them over to you. And I will perform the oath, verse 3 says, that I swore to your father Abraham. You know, when God makes a promise, he never goes back on his promise. We might go back on our promises when we say stuff, but God is a covenant-keeping God. And if he makes a promise, he sticks to that promise. His word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he has sent it out to do. And so what he tells Isaac, he said, don't leave this place. This place is blessed. It doesn't matter what you think it looks like. I'm telling you, the God says, that this place is blessed. Not only that, I want you to travel throughout this land. Get a good look at what I'm getting ready to hand over to you. I'm getting ready to make your enemies your footstool. I'm getting ready to bless you, but not only you. I'm getting ready to bless your family. I'm getting ready to bless your family's family and your family's family, family, all the way down the line. And you're going to get all of this. Why? Because of the promise I made to your father Abraham. Verse 4, I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. People are going to be blessed. Isaac, if you pay attention, if you do what I say do, if you stay where I say stay, not only will you be blessed, but all the nations, those people connected to you, those people in contact, they're going to be blessed as well. Why? Verse 5 says it very plainly, because that Abraham obeyed my voice. Isaac, because your father obeyed, got up and went when I told him to go someplace, and he went. Your father was obedient to my voice, verse 5 says, and he kept my charge. He didn't turn to the left, and he didn't turn to the right. He got up, he left just like I told him to do, and go into the land that I said I will show you. And your father, Abraham, he was very obedient. That is what he did. And not only that, he kept my commandments, he kept my statutes, and he kept my laws. In other words, when things looked rough for Abraham, it didn't really matter, because the Bible said that he was faithful to God, that he believed God, that he stood on the word of God. God gave him that fivefold promise in Genesis chapter 12. Read it for yourself, verses 1 and 3. Interesting, very interesting. He stuck with it. Amen. And because he stuck with it, now his son Isaac, listen, his son Isaac is being blessed based on what he did. Amen, somebody. That's really good news there. It's good news to understand and get down into our spirit that we can't call something barren if God has already called it blessed. So reluctantly, like Isaac, I stayed put in my job. I had no idea what God was going to do. But here's the good part. Verse 12. While you're waiting, while you're going through, amen, there's something that you need to be doing. If you're believing, here it is, if you're believing that the place you're in is a blessed place. See, regardless of what you see, if you believe that God says this is a blessed place and you believe that God told you to stay there, right, then you got to act like, here it is, you got to act like you're in a blessed place even though it doesn't feel like it's a, somebody need to hear that today, even though it doesn't feel like it's a blessed place, you got to act like you're in a blessed place and you got to treat it as if you are in a blessed place. Look at verse 12, just the A portion. Here it is, verse 12. And Isaac sowed in that land. Stop at the comma. Isaac sowed in that land. What land? That land that was listed as a famine land. That land that was listed as barren, as wasteland. The Bible said that he sowed seed into that land. He was not static. The Bible said he chose to sow seed into the barren land. And that was a revelation to me. Here it is. What's the revelation? You have to sow what you want to see. You have to sow what you want to see. And here it is. Don't sow seeds of discourse and don't sow seeds of discouragement, and don't sow seeds of despair. Instead, sow seeds that will produce beneficial results. Why? Because you believe that the land that you're in, though it doesn't look like it, is blessed. Why? Because God said it's blessed. And it also shows that when the Bible says, and Isaac sowed seed, that he trusted God. So if you began to sow what you want to see, that shows that you trust God, that you believe that God has not abandoned you, that you believe that God will keep his promise. And that's what Isaac believed. He believed that God had not abandoned his promise. He believed what God had said, and he took God at his word, and he began to sow seed in the barren land, because the word that God gave him was, I'll give you this land. And I'll make those enemies your footstools. And it's not only going to be for you, Isaac, it's going to be for generations to come. And the land is going to prosper. So the Bible says, so Isaac sowed seed. What am I saying? I had to trust God when I was in that rough place. He gave me that job. I had to believe that he was going to fix things, that he was going to make things work together for my good. So here's what I did. I began to sow seed. I began to sow the seeds that I wanted to see. So I sowed seeds of prayer. I began to pray every time I entered into that office, and every time I had an encounter with management, and I began to pray that the Lord would put a watch over my lips and a guard over my mouth. I began to pray that I would be able to represent Christ and present Christ well. Amen. I wasn't going to go tit for tat, and I wasn't going to be rebellious, and I wasn't going to shut down, and I wasn't going to roll my eyes, and I wasn't going to halfway do, because I believe that where I was where God wanted me to be. He gave me that job, and he didn't tell me it was time for me to go, so I wasn't going to treat it like it wasn't nothing, even though management was out of control and off the charts and all of those types of things. But I began to sow what I wanted to see. And I wanted to see unity. I wanted to see better relationships between my team and the management team and all of those things. So I began to sow seeds of prayer. I began to sow God's word and sprinkle it over my situation. I began to put God's word on it. And it just, you know, just look, Lord, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I mean, I'm telling you, I was pulling scripture out, and I was when the information came up, but when the opportunity came up, I would sow seed of the word of God. I would talk to my coworkers and begin to encourage them in the Lord. Amen. I was doing all of those things. Why? Because I believed I was still in a blessed place, even though it looked like it was barren, even though it was a famine in the land. So I began to sow seeds of prayer. I began to sow God's word and sprinkle it over the situation. I started calling those things that were not as though they already were. I began to speak peace to the situation. I began to speak patience to the situation. I began to speak unity to the situation. I began to speak victory over the enemy. And look what happened. It's right there in verse 12, the B portion, and it was for me as well. After the Bible says that Isaac sowed seed in that land, the very next thing it says, and he received in the same year, don't miss it, he received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Where did he bless him? Right there in the barren land, right there in the famine land, and he received in the same year. That's like almost immediately when Isaac sowed those seeds and all, the crop came up immediately the same year. There was no delay. There was no time lag. If years did not pass, it in the same year, not only did he those seeds come forth, but he said 100-fold. He got a bonus, 100% increase. And the Lord blessed him. That's what the word of God said. The Lord blessed him to yield an increase of 100-fold. And here it is. And he became great, and he continued to increase in wealth and in number, and his enemies were jealous. Look at that. Look at that. Verse 13, the man waxed great, went forward, grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, verse 14 said, and possessions of herds, and great stores of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Do you see? Do you see what's that? Oh, man. That's good stuff. And we serve a right now God who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we would even ask or think. And what does he say? He says, stick and stay because the breakthrough is on the way. Just because you think the land is barren, just because you think there's a famine in the land, does not mean that that land is not blessed. It does not mean that God is not working things out for your good. So what did the Lord do for me? Well, oh man, let me tell you, I love it. He moved that disgruntled manager out of the office. Yeah, that's what he did. I stuck and I stayed and I prayed and I sowed seeds of the word of God. I sowed peace. I sowed victory. I sowed patience. I sowed all those things. And what did God, he honored my perseverance. Remember, that's our topic. He honored my perseverance, my stick-to-itiveness. He honored that. How did he do that? Well, the first thing he did, got rid of the manager. He got rid of the disgruntled manager, the one who was causing all the havoc there. He got rid of that. And my perseverance, right, and my good works caught the eyes of upper management. And guess what? I got a promotion. I got a promotion out of that. I got a new position out of that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because I stuck it out. God says, stick and stay. Your breakthrough's on the way. And that's exactly what I did. And somebody needs to know that today. Somebody needs to hear that today, that our God can make the barren land fruitful again. Don't move from the blessed place. If God says it's a blessed place, then it's a blessed place regardless of what you see, regardless of how you feel, and regardless of what the evidence, here it is, of what the evidence presents itself to be. Seek God, obey his voice, and he may say to you, stick and stay. But remember, nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. He can change our conditions. He can change our circumstances. He can change our situations that we are in. But here it is. We got to stick and stay. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel on that job. Don't throw in the towel on that relationship. Don't throw in the towel on that promise for healing. Don't throw in the towel on that promise for deliverance. Don't throw in the towel on that promise for ministry. Don't throw in the towel. Stick it out. Stick and stay. If God promised it, it's going to come to pass. He's preparing a way. Here it is. I hear God say, and this is Isaiah 43, verse 19, the B portion, I will even make a way in the wilderness. The wilderness being a place of confusion, a place of unrest, a place of uncomfortability. He said, I'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, the dry place, the barren place, the famine place. This is God declaring this. He said, I'll do it. I'll do a new thing. I'll blow your mind, and you will know that it's me who did it. But here's it. You just got to stick and stay and watch God work things out for your good and for his glory. Just trust, obey, stick, and stay. Why? Because your breakthrough is on the way. That's what we got to do. And when we read it here in the Word of God, amen, we see that Isaac stuck it out. And not only did he stick it out, he did something about it while he was sticking it out. What did he do? The Bible said he started sowing seed. Why? Why would he sow seed in the barren land? Because he said that God said he's going to bless me right here. God's going to be with me right here. God is going to make my enemies my footstool right here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to act like the land is really blessed, even if I think it's not. But because God said it is, I'm going to act like it is. So I'm going to sow seed. I'm going to put stake into it. I'm going to get ownership of it. I'm going to make myself a part of it. So the Bible said he began to sow seeds. And as soon as he started sowing seed, the Bible also tells us in the same year, he prospered 100-fold, increased 100-fold in land, in number, in possessions. So much so, his enemies got scared. What kind of God is this? Way we're saying. that would allow a man to sow a seed in a seemingly barren place, and then what kind of God is it that would bless that seed would multiply 100-fold, and that he would become great, not just great, but exceedingly great, and now we're on the run from him. And now we got to watch our back. How about this? How about this? How about this, saints and friends of God? How about in those tough situations, instead of packing up the tent and moving on down the way, how about sticking and staying? How about asking God? Because if God tells you it's a blessed place, how about saying to God, okay, God, all right, it's a blessed place. Okay, I'm uncomfortable. I'm this, I'm that. Be honest with God, because he know your heart anyway. But also, if he says stick and stay, yes, God, give me the strength, right? Give me the ability, give me the wherewithal to stick it out and to stay. And by the way, Lord, while I'm sticking and staying, what is it that you want me to do while I'm sticking and staying? What seeds do you want me to sow? What seeds do you want me to plant? What seeds is necessary so that when you bless me, it'll be 100-fold. It'll be a great increase. Stick and stay. Amen. Somebody need to hear that today. Stick and stay. Why? Because God said, your breakthrough, it is on the way. He's working things out for your good and for his glory. He can make fruitfulness in a barren land. You'll never know it if you don't stick and stay. Amen? Amen. But here's what I want to tell you. You heard me today talk about God and his promises and the things that he'll do for us if we obey, and the things that he shows himself strong for those who believe. But how about this? You've been tussling back and forth with, even if you want to give your life to a God like that. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about the call to salvation, because some of us, even on listening right now, tussling back and forth, rather, you want to stick it out. Oh, it's rough. Oh, it's tough. Do I want to stick this thing out? Do I want to, you know, how about this? I want to give my life to Christ, but it's tough. It's rough. Should I do that? Shouldn't I do it? Well, of course you should do it and stick it out. Why? Because Jesus said, in this life you're going to have many tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome all of them. Simply meaning, you give your life to him. You might go through some changes. You might go through some turbulence. But he's always going to be with you, because he has made you an overcomer through him. You don't have to worry about the struggle. You don't have to worry about being left behind. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He said, stick it out with me. Don't throw me to the side just because things get rough. So for those of you that have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to do that. And for those of you that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but you're going through a turbulent time, God is saying to you, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is saying to you, stick it out. Stick and stay. Just put your trust in me and obey. Allow me to work it out for you. Stick and stay. Watch what I can do for your good and for my glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So we want to talk to those who have not given their life to Christ, and we want to talk to those who have given, but now they have backslidden, they have turned away. Well, my Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're not out there by yourself. Don't think that you are, because you really aren't. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's our condition that we've been in. And we certainly have a destination because of that. It says the wages of sin, it is death. But you got a choice, because the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So you have a choice. Choose ye this day whom you will serve, and choose ye this day which way you want to go. You want to live, you want to die. It's up to you. Choose you this day. Look and live, right? If you want to live, you give your life to Christ. All right. Why? Because God has made this provision. It says that God has commended his love towards that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us so much that he didn't want to see you in your sin. He don't want to see you stay there. He wanted to bring up out of it. So what did he do? He took our place. He took the punishment for us. Yeah, because the wages of sin is death. And see, Christ, he didn't know no sin. He didn't commit any sin. But what he did was he switched out. He changed his life for ours. He changed his righteousness for our unrighteousness. He took our punishment instead. So that when he went to the cross, he took our punishment instead. And so the beatings that should have been our beatings, and the ridicule which should have been our ridicule, and finally the judgment which was death should have been our death. But instead, he said, "I'll die for them to reconcile them back to God the Father who loves us so much." So that was the provision, and here it is. So we have an invitation now, since we know what Jesus has done for us. And continually does for those who don't know who he is. This invitation is, I stand at the door and I knock. I stand at the door at your heart and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come into him and I'll fellowship with him. I'll sup with him and he with me. I'll be one with you again. I'll reconcile with you again. I'll mend the broken fence. That's what Jesus is saying, so that we can get back to God, so that we can fellowship, because God's desire that we fellowship with him. He loves us so much. So whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, shall be saved. And it's really easy. It's like ABC. A, admit that you're a sinner. B, believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and rose again on the third day for you, and is now seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. And then the C part is that you just confess it. Confess it in your heart. For if you shall confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Don't you want to stick it out with Jesus Christ? It's so much easier to get through when you have Jesus on your side. So if you want to give yourself over to Christ, you want to recommit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, pray with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner, and I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin and that God has raised you from the dead. Now, Lord Jesus, I have opened the door of my heart. Please come into my life today. Forgive me for all of my sin and save my soul, because only you can. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer and saving my soul. In Jesus' name I pray with much thanksgiving. Amen. And guess what? Guess what? If you prayed that prayer and you confessed your sins to Jesus Christ and you confessed it and confessed him as your Savior, here's the Bible said that you are now saved. Amen. Right. And I say to you, welcome to the family of God. And how about this? And the day begins your new life in Christ, because the Bible says if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, in order to live that life more abundantly that you've now been promised, you'll need to seek out and find and connect with and join a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching church. Because you want to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And you want to learn about all the promises that God has for you in his word. Amen? Amen. Stick and stay. Because your breakthrough is on the way. I'm now going to turn it over to Pastor Toy. And she's going to tell you about some upcoming announcements that you'll want to hear. Pastor Toy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You better stick in day. Hallelujah, God. How many times do we let go right before the breakthrough? Jesus, I don't know about y'all, but that word was for me this evening. With everything going on around me, that word was for me. I needed to hear, no matter what it looked like, stick and stay. Your breakthrough is on the way. We thank and bless God for Evangelist Cheryl Johnson and the ministry and the word of God that came forth this evening. We bless and praise God by faith for those souls we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. We want to say welcome to Poland, who has joined in listening to us here at PKN Radio. we encourage anyone out there that has given their life to Christ to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. And listen, for some people out there, some locations, you're not going to find a sanctuary as far as a worship building or a church building. Y'all may be sneaking in your homes because some of our listeners, if they're caught giving God praise, it could cost them their lives. But we want you to find someone that can assist you in your growth, in your healing, and in your triumphant victory in this world through Jesus Christ. And until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here, just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. For another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with Iron Sharpens Iron and the host evangelist Mary Scott. You do not want to miss this anointed woman of God. And again, that's tomorrow evening at 8:30 right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on any of our social media pages. We're on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. We also invite you to follow us via our webpage at www.pknradio.com. Again, that's www.p as in purpose, k as in kingdom, n as in network, pknradio.com, where God has said that we're able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day, as well as you'll be able to hear of the different ministries. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you. Again, Evangelist Cheryl Johnson, a wonderful word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. So much going on with Purpose Kingdom Network. Asking everybody to be a part. Amen, because God is moving. God is moving. Just want to reiterate a couple of things. We talk about perseverance today. Don't be so hasty to give up or to give in. God is saying stick and stay. If he called the place a blessed place, then it's a blessed place. And it doesn't matter what it looks like, doesn't matter what it feels like, doesn't matter how uncomfortable it may be. If God called it a blessed place, then it's a blessed place. And while you're there, you do something while you're waiting for him to turn things around. You need to sow some seeds. Sow some seeds of prayer. Sow some seeds of his word over your situation. Amen. You got to trust God. Bible says that we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we are to acknowledge him, and he'll do the directing of our path. So it doesn't matter. I trust God. I trust God. I trust God. That's where you got to get to that point. I trust God. Sow seeds and sow what you want to see. Call those things that are not as though they already are. Sow what you want to see. Yeah, I want to see this. I want to see that. Okay, Lord, I'm going to sow that. I'm going to plant that seed, and I'm going to bleed. I'm going to bleed that, and I'm going to water that seed with the word of God, right? I'm going to obey God's voice. I'm going to wait on him. If he didn't tell me to move, guess what? I'm not moving. If he didn't tell you to move, guess what? You shouldn't move. If he tell you to move, then that's when you move. But if he doesn't say it, then you don't do it. And you go in it and at it 100%. Why? Because you're believing that the place is blessed. And you're walking by, here it is, you're walking by faith and you're not walking by sight. Doesn't matter what you see. Doesn't matter what you hear. Doesn't matter the evidence that people are going to try to say. But no, what did God say? What did God say about that? He said, this is a blessed place. If it's a blessed place, then it's a blessed place. So here it is. Stick and stay. Stick it out. Ride the storm out. Everything's not going to be calm all the time. There's going to be storms. There's going to be different things going on. But God is with you all the way. He's with you in the storm. How about that? He's the creator of the storm. How about that? He can calm the storm. Yeah, we're reading the word where he calmed the sea, the winds and the waves. Obey his will. Peace be still. So we want to stick and stay. That's what we want to do. We want to obey God's voice and wait on him. We want to pray. While we're sticking this thing, we want to pray. We want to meditate on things. God, what are you trying to show us? God, what do you want me to do? God, how can I? That should be your whole thing right there. God, what is it? God, what do you want me to learn? No seeds of discourse, no seeds of disgruntlement, or no seeds of despair. It's for you to connect with God, to let him know that you trust him. In the good times and in the bad. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Pray. Stick and stay. Why? Because your breakthrough, it is on the way. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I'm Evangelist Cheryl Johnson. So until next time, let the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. You've been listening to In Search of the Truth. The title today, Stick and Stay. Your breakthrough is on the way. God's blessings. I wish you peace and God's blessings. In Jesus' name I do pray with much thanksgiving. Glory to God. Amen.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.